You know, I mentioned to you that tomorrow Dr. Gianluca DeLeo and company will be with us to talk about Italians in Augusta. They'll be speaking with me about that, and I'm truly looking forward to it. Let me share a little bit more, though, about what we have coming up this week. On Wednesday, while I'm still rotating what I broadcast, part of what I broadcast on Sundays during the week, usually on Wednesdays, until I get everything caught up as far as putting my programming on the website so that you can access it at will, at your leisure. This Wednesday, I'm going to rebroadcast this past Sunday's airing of Love and Politics. We wrap that up and then move to another topic that I really want you to participate in with me, and that is the courage to do the right thing. And I'm bringing that specifically from a biblical or a spiritual perspective, because I really want us to take a look at how faithful followers of God need to be, followers of Christ need to be when it comes to doing the right thing. And one of the challenges that so many people face when it comes to doing the right thing, is the possibility that life might be made a little tough for you if you do the right thing in given circumstances. And so the issue becomes, in light of the fact that someone might try to make life difficult for us for doing the right thing, do we have the courage to do the right thing anyway? That's the question we'll be exploring beginning this Wednesday. We actually started that conversation this past Sunday, but again, I'll rebroadcast that for the benefit of the people who are wanting to hear some of those Sunday broadcasts, but you're not able to because you're doing what I and so many others are doing. You're at a place of worship on Sunday, which is a good thing. So we do this, like I said, until I get to the point where I am keeping up with putting my broadcast links on my website. So that's what we have coming up for Wednesday. Thursday, one of the topics we're going to look into is time for math. I know that one of the good things that we've been told for a number of years now is the fact that when summertime rolls around, we need to make sure that we're keeping our children engaged intellectually, so that they don't lose a whole lot of time. And I do mean literally time, like 2 to 3 months worth of time spent learning what they learned during the regular school year, lose 2 to 3 months of that during the summer because they're not reading. So we want our children, and really and truly, not just our children, but even adults who are still in school or who have returned to school, spend some time during the summer reading, keeping that mind sharp and helping it keep what it grasped the previous academic year. Well, we want to talk about adding math to the summer learning mix. That's right. So that even when it comes to math, we don't begin to lose things. As it turns out, and you can imagine that this is the case, math is a very different type of subject than reading. And the same way people can kind of fall behind, lose some of what they gained if they go an entire summer without reading, people can begin to lose some of what they gained if they go an entire summer without doing math. I'm going to be talking about a fun way to make math part of the summer mix so that not only do you not lose, but you might even gain. All right, so that's coming up this week, the summer math. We're going to be talking about that on Thursday. You can go to speakingwith.com, click on this week's guests and schedules, and it'll give you the list. All right. As it turns out, as we look at fathers who care too, since the late 1990s, there's been a growing body of research that demonstrates that fathers have a significant impact on their child's development. Now, let me ask you this. How many of you grew up in a home where your father was largely absent? Most of the time, or all of the time, he just wasn't there. Now, think about how much you saw your father Or if you prefer to put it this way, how much you did not see your father. And be honest now. Don't be afraid to really look into this. Don't be too proud to look in it because of what it might turn up. Just be humble. Be honest. Be courageous. And ask yourself, the fact that I either seldom saw my father or never saw my father had this impact on me. And you fill in the blank, or not fill in the blank, but you write that short paragraph. What impact did it have on you that your father wasn't there? And then think about it this way, flip it. What impact might it have had if my father had been there and had truly been there, not just physically in the home, emotionally present, mentally present, he was there. How would that have impacted me? If you think about the fact that we can be greatly impacted by our father's absence, it should come as no surprise that we can be greatly impacted by our father's presence. And they're beginning to look at more and more research that demonstrates that fathers do have a significant impact on their child's development. And as a result, men are being called upon to spend more time with their children and actively participating in the direct care of our children. A lot of fathers find themselves emotionally overwhelmed by the need to balance work, relationship, and family demands. Sound familiar? That's why I asked that question a little bit earlier about our mothers finding it challenging to balance it all. You know, I pointed out, rather, how that's something that we've heard about for years and years and years. And a lot of our mothers basically admit being overwhelmed trying to balance it all. Men are human too, right? And remember now, forget about all this stuff about we got to be strong and so nothing affects us, whether it's going bad or good. We're not affected by it. No. No, we're just being honest. And a lot of honest men, a lot of honest fathers are admitting that they're overwhelmed emotionally when it comes to trying to balance work and family life. In Psychology Today's national survey, they found that men with higher emotional intimacy skills, they call that EI skills, emotional intimacy, EI. The men with the higher emotional intimacy skills did better in their relationships with their children. Emotional intimacy skills, did you know that there was such a thing? There absolutely is. They believe that men's mental health is critically important as they become fathers, not only for their own well-being and for their enjoyment of parenthood, but also for the lifelong well-being of the children they're raising. Please grab hold of that. The lifelong well-being, not just the well-being of the children during their first 8 years of life, not the well-being of the children only during the first 12 years of their lives, not during just the first 15 years of their life. We're talking about the well-being of the children over the course of their lives, their entire lives. And it's one of the points that they make is that a father's emotional state has a direct influence on his children. So when we come back, let's start taking a look at some of the ways that we can consciously, deliberately, on purpose, be in the shape we need to be in, fathers, to really connect with our children and help put them in a position to develop well, hopefully, for life. We'll start that in just a few.